What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Tatro Radio. I've got a really cool clip for you today from a recent call-in show. I end up relating music a lot to learning a language, and the more words and the more vocabulary you build up in a language, the more fluent you are, right? And a lot of people that are learning music, I think, can approach it the same way. Like, if I want to speak like somebody else, I really have to understand their language to be able to replicate it. It's the same thing with music. If I want to create music that's similar to an artist I aspire to be, I have to become fluent in what that artist does. It's very, very similar to music production, and I get into it a little bit here in this clip. So take a listen, and I hope you enjoy.
My next quick question is, so even just from like watching your videos or even like listening to you talk, there's, you kind of either refer to or you kind of implicitly imply this kind of concept of like instinct, like,
yeah,
like something in you calls out for you to do this next step, either musically or action wise. And so I've seen it like really refined in your work. Like even when you do like a whole like struggling video, like of you struggling to put something together, it's still like you can just see it kind of like clicking through you. And so I'm kind of, so I guess I can see a little bit of that in myself, but it's not really there the way I would like it to be. So how do you go about honing this kind of instinct, this kind of, you know, like that ability within yourself where that just kind of like flows through you and you kind of just,
that's a tough question, but I'll try. I don't know. It's we're talking right now, right? And we're both speaking English, and I'm pretty confident that like a conversation is an improvisation, right? Like I didn't know what you were going to ask, but I'm still attempting to answer it, and I'm still able to use words in the English language to answer you, and we're able to converse. I don't know what you'll say next, but I'll hear it, and then I'll come up with a response. And that's what music is. You know, like I, from the age of zero, have been hearing the English language and have been learning the English language and learned to speak and learned to write. And that ties back into music. Like I use this analogy all the time of like language and music. Like it's kind of what we just talked about. It's like once you learn to play enough music and once you learn the system behind music, you know, this is a lot like a language. Once I've learned a bunch of new words, or once I've read a lot of books and I've seen how other people speak, I can sort of combine all the ways that people speak, all the ways that people write, and all the ways that people communicate into one new thing that becomes the way I communicate. Music is the same thing. So if you learn to play lots of music, you learn a lot about the system behind different types of music. And that has to do with like, okay, pop music, chords are like this. Jazz music, chords are like that. Then I can figure out like how are other artists creating melodies? What sounds are other artists using? Like sound design, like having a broad vocabulary in that sense will completely... like it changes your fluency. You become more fluent in music. And when you become more fluent in music, it's just like a language. When we start having a conversation, we can have a conversation. I don't get stuck trying to think about what words I have to use. I just talk. So with music, the more fluent you are, the more you can just talk. You know what I mean?
I get it. Yeah. Yeah. As someone who English is a second language to them, so I
which I have like so much respect. Like I still work with lots of people that spoke two languages, and like I can't even wrap my head around it. And my friend and roommate Joe is learning Korean right now, and I cannot wrap my head around learning another language, let alone like you, like be fluent in two languages. So if your brain is already operating at a higher level than mine, is what I'm saying. So like you have that capacity to learn that fluency. But if you think back to remembering those language or learning those languages, think about what it took to learn those languages, a second language especially.
Right. Yeah. Okay, amazing. So that's in terms of the two questions I had. The last one, I don't think I'm even qualified to be asking the question, but and the concept of like, let's say if you're making music while you're sitting at a station or while you have keys with you or whatever, sure, that's one thing. But I've seen people create music on paper, and I don't mean like like write notes like on a sheet, like piano notes mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean, like they sit down, I don't really understand it, but they sit down, they like doodle, they do their stuff, and then they come to a machine and they have some kind of like they can translate that into something on the computer. So I'm wondering like what that is, if you have any ideas.
I don't know what that is specifically. I also come from a world of like when I studied music, like I was studying music composition, like straight up writing transcripts, and I had to like I had one assignment once where I had to completely rewrite like a page of score with like musical notes and some stuff like that. And I know that's not like exactly what you're talking about, but that's when I knew that writing music like that, like on manuscript paper with pencil and paper, did not make sense for my brain. It just did not work for me. That's not how I write music. I write music using a keyboard or my laptop or a guitar or whatever. I learn it. I write it by playing it and messing with sounds. So that's one thing. Like you might see people do other things, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. But if people are just sort of like if what you're saying, like doodling or like making pictures or drawing, I guess it's a way for their brain to work into visualize music. I mean, I can think of ways. I don't write like this. I don't approach writing processes this way. But if you have an idea for the structure of a track, or like forget about creating something out of thin air. If you have a track that you really like, and I told you, I want you to draw me a picture and a line of the structure of that track, of like the momentum of that track. Okay, like it starts mm-hmm. starts with a really quiet verse, and then the drums hit, but then a pre-chorus comes, and the drums jump back out, and then the chorus comes, and it's super loud, and it's amazing. Like I'm drawing a line with my finger there. But if you had to draw that out, that visualization would actually be really helpful when you went to approach creating your own music and you said, I want to emulate this structure or this style. So that's one way I can think about like a visualization would be really helpful for you in your writing process and understanding the music that you're hearing. Because I think that's what people are doing. The people you describe is like you have something in your head. You don't write out notes on a manuscript. You don't write out a MIDI piano roll or whatever it is. You kind of draw your idea because that's the way your brain is working around it. And then you translate that visual into something in your DAW. I think that's the best way I can describe it.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Amazing.
All right. What did you think of that clip? Is this how you approach music? Do you see music as a language like I do? I'm interested in hearing from you. And if you want to tweet at me, if you've just listened to this clip, I would love to hear from you and hear your perspective. Tweet at me at Nick Tatro. Also, something really cool is I just launched Control Freak Club, my new lifestyle and apparel line for MIDI controllerists and home studio music producers. So definitely check that out at controlfreakclub.com if you're interested. And we'll be back with another clip real soon. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This has been Tatro. Have a good one.